So the last shiur or two, we focused on an akuda of simcha. We prefaced by saying that to be human, to be alive, deserves an element of simcha. Every breath which we take, every moment of life, if we reflect on it, if we delve into it bi'iyun, and to understand what it means, this feeling of life, to have been gifted as a creation, as a nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an opportunity to live every single day. There's something which is so simple about being alive in every moment, which with the proper hisbonin is deserves a simcha. We began from that place because it's the basics. And in last shiur, we delved into it in Pnimius, and we spoke about the Makar HaChaim, and we began to discuss this angle of Chaim and the secret of Chaim as it is relevant to being a Yid. And that was really a segue for today's shiur, Mirch Hashem. Almost like a pathway, a sha'ar, Zashar LaHashem, Tzadikim Evo Yuvoi, to understand the simcha which is meyuchat b'nei Yisrael ve'amech kulan tzadikim. Klal Yisrael, we have a unique simcha that nobody else in the world can share. And this is going to be a Pesach into more sugis in Mirtz Hashem. But let's begin from the yesod and the shayrish of what this simcha is, and we'll branch off from there. Shavuos is in the distance, and we'll shape some of our discussions today about what is the simcha of Shavuos. Shavuos doesn't have any ma'isa mitzvahs per se, unlike Rosh Hashanah or Sukkot or the other Yomim Tovim where we have mitzvahs to do. What is it, manishtana Shavuos, for the other Yomim Tovim, that the simcha of Shavuos is unique in that we don't find that aspect of Maisa Mitzvahs? Secondly, the Chidushi HaRim has a comment, which is a very deep comment, which can be explained in many ways, much more than I can possibly explain them, where the Chidushi HaRim says that every single Yontiv has a mitzvah which correlates to it. Every single day of the year, I should say, has a mitzvah which is connected. And he says that the mitzvah which is connected, the yontiv of Shavuos, is loy sevashel gedi b'chalev imoy. The mitzvah of not eating milk and meat together. And of course, this is the shayrush of the minhag which we do on Shavuos, which is almost like the ma'isa mitzvah of the dairy suda versus the meat suda and how to bring them together. But he explains the pasuk that way. The pasuk begins reishis bikuri admascha tavi beis Hashem elokecha. That to bring the mitzvah, your first fruits, is the mitzvah of Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. And then the pasuk concludes, Leisevash Togadi B'chalev Imai. So he explains the smichos, the connection between these two ideas, is that Shavuos is called Chag HaBikurim, and the Mishnah tells us in Bikurim that Bikurim can be brought beginning with Chag HaShavuos. Since the pasuk begins and concludes with Leisevash Togadi B'chalev Imai, indicates that the mitzvah of Shavuos is the mitzvah of Basar B'chalev. So let's try to explain that on our level and according to our Sugya Mitz Hashem. And again, if we could just ask everybody to silence their phones, please. To appreciate the Simchas HaYehudi, let's begin with the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, which is one of the very major Ma'ar Makomos when it comes to the Sugya of Simcha. Eizu hu asher hasameach b'chelko. We quoted it recently, that who is an asher, somebody who is happy, b'chelko, sameach b'chelko. Not just that he's content with his lot, but he's actually happy with his lot. And Mefarshim explain this in regards to a simcha b'gashmias and a simcha b'ruchnias, that a person should be content with his role in his avodas Hashem. The Avodas Yisrael and others take this one step deeper, and they explain something very fundamental perhaps even the Shairish to the whole inyan of Simeach B'chalka. The Kushan Tzermagid in Avodis Yisrael, in his Likutim Ta'avos Perkdala Mishnah Aleph, he writes, explaining Ezehu Asher Simeach B'chalka, he says, and I'll quote it in a moment, he begins with the following thought. Just like the Boyer Yisbarach, that he has no other Nachas Ruach in his world other than those who do his Ratzon, which are very few, nevertheless, he's Sameach Bechelko, meaning that he's Sameach with those special ones, the Oisei Ratzonai, and even though he created many, many things in this world, he finds something which seems very small, and he's Sameach in that Chelek. Ki chelek Hashem Amo Yaakov Chavanach Alasa. This is referring to the entire Jewish people. Ashahim Oivdim Isa, that we're not very much. We're very small, but the whole thing is worth it. Now I'll quote. Kamei kein yehei ha'adam sameach b'chalkai. Every Jew should be happy with his lot. Shenasano habor yisbarach. That Hashem has given him. V'hivdil oisai mikol ha'amim lihi ois oivdai. That Hashem has separated him from the nations of the world to serve him. And even if all he has in this world is to say Shema and to proclaim Hashem's oneness, die, then that is enough. And the Mefarshim explain ki chelek havaya amai, that Hashem's lot is his nation. But more than that, ki chelek havaya, chelek is a word which can translate to mean the peace, that a piece of havaya is his nation. And this is not a guzma. This is not an exaggeration. The Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, Chelek Hashem Mamish, that what it means to be chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a musug, it's not just a concept. It's not like a class in front of a teacher and a child raises his hand and the teacher says, okay, I pick on you, you give the answer. To be chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that it's something which is very concrete in a spiritual and physical way. It means to be chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be, have been separated from the rest of the world, is that He gives us a neshama. That we're actually a piece of His godliness. And that's the real Ezehu Asher. There's nothing which is more rich in Gashmias and in Ruchnias and beyond. And the fact that a Jew is essentially a chelek alakami mal, a piece of Hashem from above. This cannot be explained in words, what it means to be a piece of Hashem. And this is really one of the reasons why we struggle with understanding the simcha of what that is. Because what does it mean to be a piece of something which is endless? Something which has no end and no beginning. Of course, it's the Creator, it's the Master, it's the King, it's our Father. But all words, they fall short. And the more that we delve into the sugya of understanding Hashem Yisbarach and His greatness, it goes hand in hand with understanding who we are. And Rav Bunim explains that which we say on Yontif, in the beginning of the Shemana Esrei, Ata v'chartanu mikol ha'amim, that you have chosen us from all nations of the world. V'reimamtanu mikol lashayin, and you have raised us above all language, simply means that you have raised us higher with Lashon HaKodesh than the other languages of the world. But it says Rav Bunim, no, that it's going back to what we said earlier. Ata v'chartanu mikol ha'amim, you've chosen us from the nations of the world. V'reimamtanu mikol ha'lashonos, and you have raised us up to a place that it's above all Lashon, it's above all explanation, higher than words, to explain what it means, Ma'alas Yisrael. No words can possibly capture what it means, Nishmas Yisrael. What it means to be a Chelek Elokam Imal. That Nekuda is the Shoresh of all Simcha. But we don't carry ourselves like that. And Rav Zusha, in his beautiful way, in his sweet way, explains Psukim in the Navi, for example, in Yirmiyah, that the Navi says, Matizoli Ma'od, that you have become so cheap. And Rav Zusha explains, Matazili Ma'oid, Madua Himchem Kol Kach Mizalzalim. Visasiri Libcha Biasmechem, why are you so cheap in your own eyes? Why do you forget how precious you are? Or like Yundav in Sefer Shmuel Beis, who the Navi calls in the previous pasuk Ish Chacham Ma'od, that he says to one of David's sons, he says to him, Madula Ata Kacha Dal Ben HaMelech. And Rav Husha explains, why are you, that you're a Ben HaMelech, that you're the child, that you're the son of the king, why are you, don't you recognize that? And this is what he's called a Chacham Ma'od. That it takes a certain chachma to recognize that if a Jew understands what it means, that he's a chelek alakamima, it's so rich. It's the greatest ashiras and it's the makor asimcha. This is what Rav Aaron Carlina writes. We quoted him in the beginning, that the Igeres, that the, in his own handwriting, Rav Aaron HaGadol from Carlina, that he wrote, speaking about Atzvas, that it's the greatest Aveira, even though it's not an Aveira. And then he said, I'm not talking about Simcha Shel Mitzvah. I'm talking Pashut Lo Atzvas, Pashut Yehudi She'enu Mishalach B'Simcha. I'm talking about a simple Jew that he doesn't go with a happiness. Be'etzem Hayoisa Yehudi. By the mere fact that he's a Jew, Harehu Kofu Tov El Hashamayim. In a certain sense, he's a Kofu Tov. Harei ze simin, this is a simin, says Rav Aaron, shelo hevin af pam, that he never once in his life understood the mashmos of the bracha which we say every morning. Shaloi asani goy. Shaloi asani goy. What that means, shaloi asani goy, what that bracha means. In truth, every single day, when we wake up in the morning, it could be explained and understood that the entire tefillah which we daven every single shachris is literally a quote-unquote exercise in this simcha. In this simcha of what it means to be mesameach in one's Yiddishkeit. We'll preface this thought with a story with a Bar Ditchever. That once when he came to shul and he was reciting the brachas, and he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and then he went and he said the next bracha. He said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shalei Asani Oved. And he skipped the bracha of Shalei Asani Goy. And the Talmidim asked him, what happened? Why did you skip that bracha? So the Baditchaber said that when I woke up in this morning, I had such a shviras alev, I had such a broken heart, which is like a broken heart that a tzaddik has, which is not for now to explain what that means. This is from the pre-tzaddik. This is what Rav Tzaddik writes in Shavuos Ois Gimel. That he didn't have anything to be machazik himself until he remembered that al-kolpanin, nevertheless, I'm a yid. And he made a bracha b'simcha rava shaloy asani goy, and with this he restored his soul to himself. We begin every single davening, we say, to be able to discern between light and day. And the first thing we say after that, that when we thank HaKadosh Baruch that he gives us das, we say Shalei Asani Goy, that you separate a Jew from a Goy. And we do the same thing on a Motzei Shabbos. We say Atah Chayin Natana Mikol HaAmim, that you've granted us wisdom, and we say that Hashem your Mavdil Bein Or LaChayishach Bein Yisrael HaAmim. And in the same way that it's so pashut and so clear to us, the difference between night and day, this is the difference between a yid and a guy. There's nothing which compares to the shining light of what it means to be a Jew. This is the very reishis chachma. Bereishis Chazal say, Bishvil Yisrael. This is Klal Yisrael. We are the reishis that Hashem sets us apart. And from that point on, after that Shalei Asani Goy in the beginning of davening, we see that we move forward in this yesod because it's the root of everything. We move on and we say, Ashreinu matayv chelkeinu ma'noyin goralinu ma'yofa yirishasenu. Ashreinu, Ashreinu matayv chelkeinu. Ezehu asher asameach b'chelko. And we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Like that way this Yisrael said, if it only was this, just to say Shema Yisrael, die, it would be enough. Like Rabbi Nachman writes in the Kut Maran Chelik Beis Tarkuf Chafei, that every single morning B'tchila we say Ma'anu Machayinu, and we're machtin ourselves, we make ourselves small, but then we say Aval Anachnu Amcha B'nei B'Yisecha, and we're machazik ourselves and we bring ourselves up and we say that you're B'nei B'Yisa Yizar Amitzach B'Yakov. This is how a Jew has to be. And then we go on from there and we say Ashi Ha'am Shekach Alay, Ashi Ha'am Shashem Alay Kav. Ivdu es Hashem besimcha, du'u ki Hashem huhu elikim, huwa son of Eloi anachna amma mitzamar isa. That you are God, you created us, we are your children, we are your nation. And then we say, Nihi chavoyed ki Yaakov bachar leika, Yisrael duskolasa, we are cherished nation. Ashrei shekel Yaakov be'ezrei, azamr leilekai bi'ayidi, like Rabbi Nachman says, that a Jew has to find simcha in every little nekuda which he has. And we continue in the Hallelujahs, Livnei Yisrael am kerovo, that we're the close nation to him, ki reitza Hashem ba'amo, that Hashem desires us. Zekeli mi'anvehu and az yashir, anivahu chazal say, anvehu means that I and him, we come from the one source. And then we come to Ahav Rabba, Hashem Elekeinu, Chem Lagadol of Yisera, Haboyche Ba'am Yisrael, V'Ahav Shema Yisrael, B'Simcha Rabba, V'Amru Chulam, and then we come into Shemona Esrei and we experience that closeness. And a Jew is supposed to be so on fire with his Simchas HaChaim early in the morning from his Yiddishkeit that whatever goes on throughout the day is going to go smooth. And if we don't come out of davening, and I'm guilty and we're all probably guilty of this, and it's something which can be easily worked on. The davening is a spiritual exercise in Simchas HaChaim, so that if we have to go to work, we have to encounter difficulties and challenges and frustrations during the day, everything becomes batal. Everything becomes secondary. So the Simchas HaChaim, which not only did I recognize during davening, but it's an exercise to experience that Simcha. To experience the simcha which is in the heart of a Jew, like the Meshilech, the Israel writes in Parashas Baal Yisra, Ki libois b'nei Yisrael maleim simcha. The heart of a Jew is naturally b'simcha. It's filled with simcha. Ve'umas ha'ilam and the other nations of the world, af shenir m'smeichin, they may look happy, ach be'emes libo mali atzvas, they're full of atzvas. That's the simcha of called hasameach b'chelkai, that a Jew essentially has. When we speak about Shavuos, what the Nekud of Shavuos is, the giving of the Torah, on one level is that Hashem gave us a list of rules and requirements and obligations. But on a more deeper level and a more emistical level, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen us to be His people. But that was by Pesach. But the Simcha of Shavuos is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He said the words, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, He put a piece of His Havaya in us. That's what Chazal say. That He took His Chelak Elokam Imal and He said, I am Hashem your God who took you out of Mitzrayim. That piece of Anoichi is now in every single Jew. And that's why we read Parashas Bamidbar. That every single Jew is counted because every single Jew is worth being counted because he's a Chelak Elokam Imal. Bamidbar Sinai. That took place in the Midbar Sinai. We read about the flags of the Jewish people, Digloi alay ahava, that it's an expression of Hashem's love for us. And this is the connection to Basar V'Chalav, and this is the inyan of Bikurim. Reishis Bikuri ad Masa Tavi Beis Hashem Alakecha, that Klai Yisrael is also called Reishis. Bereishis Bishvil Yisrael. And in the same way that a Jew has to be Mafresh and he has to be Mavdil between his first crops, the best ones from the other crops. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a Bikurim, and He separates Klai Yisrael from the rest of the Umais. Le'sevasha gedi b'chalev ha'imah. Don't eat basar b'chalev together, because if you're going to mix the basar with the chalev, the nations of the world with Klai Yisrael, this is a mashal. This is a mashal for the inyan of what took place by Har Sinai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mavdil ben Yisrael la'amim. So it could be explained and understood that the whole simcha of Shavuos, of what it means, Zman Matan Tereseinu, is the simcha that a Jew has, Shalaya Sani Goy. What it means to be a Ben Yisrael, what it means to be a Chelek Elokam Imal. Before we start to speak about mitzvahs and Torah and other things which we do, whether we're doing the right things or the wrong things, Yisrael, Afal Pi Shachata Yisrael, who there's a piece of Hashem inside each and every Jew which doesn't come tainted, which never becomes filthy. And you can rely on this Bevadai at any time, to find a Simchas HaChaim, and what it means to have been chosen by the Ribbono Shel Olam, that our neshama stood at Har Sinai. And that's something which can never be taken away from a Jew eternally. Eternally. And there's so many implications in what this means to be a Chelek Elokam Imal in terms of what we have eternally, But what we have now, in the moment, this is going to be the shayrish of the simcha of a Jew, and everything else will be secondary. And we're going to branch off from here in Mitzvah Hashem. But it takes hisponiness. It takes something which requires reflection and understanding. But like the Karlina says, if a person doesn't have that simcha, that means that he never thought about it once. And the Umos Olam tried to confuse us and to make us think that we're just like them. But Reishis Chachma, the very first thing is to know, but Reishis Bishvil Yisrael, that we've been chosen, Bishvili Nivra Olam, that the whole world is for the Jew. And if we can tap into that place and to understand it, not only will we understand it, but the more that we're misboinen in that, and the more that we believe that, and we use tefillah as a tool in everything which we do, to be machazik that in you, we'll start to feel it too. We shall all be zaycha to experience that Simchas Achaim, what it means to be a Simchas Yisrael, and to be zaycha once again, to be margish that Simcha in a full way with the coming of Mashiach, to kingdom here, v'meinu, amen.